Grab the attention of everybody on the Nolan team as we constantly play in syndicates to try and win enough money to stop working for Stephen. But lucky Enniskillen man Mark O'Donoghue, well, he won 100,000 on a national lottery scratch card, and we were wondering if that 100,000 would be enough to stop working for Stephen. We don't think so. Mark was supposed to talk to us this morning, but he's actually still in work. So with his 100,000, what the 41-year-old's going to do is book himself a fishing trip. Well, what would you spend a £100,000 windfall on? And with the cost of everything now, you know, do you think it's enough money? Commentator Adrian Peltz joins us. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd be a lot better if I was in Mark's shoes looking at his bank balance, to be honest.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry at the story, to be honest.
Well, what would you do with 100 grand?
Well, I mean, I have to weigh up my sensibilities here. The mother in me says, save it away, put a deposit down on the house, pay off my credit cards, you know, be really sensible and save my money. But, you know, the wild side of me says, splash out and travel the world for 2 years. To be honest, I'd love to do £100,000, see 100 countries in, you know, 2 years. But I don't even know how far that would get you.
Yeah, well, 100,000 to see 100 countries, that's £1,000 a country. By the time you pay your flights and by the time I even get out of duty free, I'd have most of that spent.
Well, by the time you've paid the taxes on the £100,000 winnings, I mean, I imagine it's going to be at the top rate. So, you know, you wouldn't even be taking the whole £100,000 out. What I love about the story is that you've just said that he's still in work, that he's just won £100,000, but yet he can't take a call because he's still in work. That is fantastic, actually, because if I'd won £100,000, I probably would have phoned in and said, you know, see you later, you know, goodbye. I'm heading off. I've got my passport. I'm going around the world. But I just love the fact that he's got such a great work ethic that he's still in work. That's
I'd definitely have a few days off myself now, Adrian.
Absolutely. Alaska's a wonderful place, but I kind of want to say to him, you know, my house is pretty cold in the wintertime. You know, for £100,000, he can come here and I can, you know, set up the pool in the back garden and he can fish in my garden and give me the £100,000 instead. Because truly, I do think that there are a lot of people who will be listening to the story and thinking of all the, you know, the fantastic things that you could spend that much money on and lift people out of debt and poverty and everything else. But, you know, I suppose it's a life ambition of his. But I still, the thought of it just, you know, it's a lot of money to spend on a fishing trip, let's be honest.
It would still, as far as we know now, a lottery win is tax-free. And so it would be, it'll be the full 100K that Mark trousers. So it would still be life-changing, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, it would be life-changing. I mean, £10,000 would be life-changing. You could do so much with that amount of money. I hope he's going to give some of it to charity. I really do hope that he'll spend some of it in Fermanagh and give back to the local economy, give a little bit away to charity, and maybe spoil his family a little bit too. I mean, how expensive could a fishing trip actually be? That is a lot of fish for £100,000.
Mark has said that he's going to spoil his family a wee bit. That would give you a lot of joy with that sort of money, being able to treat everybody close to you.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's one thing to have a lot of money to spend it on yourself, but there's far more joy and satisfaction when you're able to, you know, give it to other people and, you know, make a difference in somebody else's life. And, you know, we all struggle so much, and particularly with Christmas coming up. I mean, I know I've started saving for Christmas and started stressing about having to, you know, spend a lot of money for Christmas. And as it approaches, I think everybody would like the opportunity to make their family's wildest dreams come true. And I think £100,000 is a pretty decent amount to be able to do that with. I definitely would be, you know, turning my nose up at that amount of money.
Do you think you'll be tempted then this weekend to maybe have a wee flutter?
Sometimes I play, I'm comforted by the fact that a lot of the money goes back to charity. You know, the big lottery fund gives a lot of money, particularly in Northern Ireland. So Occasionally, I'll play. I think this weekend definitely I might take a little scratch card and cross my fingers and see whether or not I'm lucky. Although, you know, it seems like Fermanagh is the place to be doing it in, so I might take a re-road trip up there and see if I can get a scratch card from one of the local shops there.